Cheryl.
Yes, sir.
Hope you had a Merry Christmas.
Same to you, sir.
Bill, I wanted to tell you, for some time, haven't had a chance, and I guess I will in person, but in my experiences in this town in 38 years here, I have never known a more dedicated, loyal, competent public servant than you, and I don't believe there's a human being except Dean Rusk that has been of more value to me and in whom I have more confidence and for whom I have more respect. That all doesn't amount to anything except I wanted you to know it, and I felt it all through the agonies that we've gone through together, and I just don't believe I could have gone through some of them if I hadn't felt that some of the things coming to me from the first meeting in Honolulu, the Philippine Conference, the others, came to me from your hand and your desk. And so that's the way I feel. Well, Bill Rogers asked me what my evaluation of you was, and I said that just about as I have said it to you, and I said I couldn't, I would have to rate Rusk ahead of him because he is Secretary of State and he has that title, but they're the same mold and integrity and character and devotion and loyalty and courage, and they're the two most valuable men that I have had. And he said that was his evaluation of you, that he just wanted to know mine. So I don't know what he has in mind, don't know what if whether he has anything. He didn't say. No, but I thought you ought to know that. Man, well, I had intended to call you before, and I just hadn't gotten around to it. Christmas Day is a good day to tell you.
Well, sir, I could not be more moved and touched, and I don't need to say what an extraordinary honor it's been to serve with you and how I've admired the way you stand up to the big ones, and that's the biggest thing you can say of anybody. I could say a great deal more, but that's the biggest thing, and I'd like to say that right now, moved as I am. I've talked to Mr. Rogers. I can tell you what I told him. I told him I was the president's man, and I meant you. I said I couldn't visualize very well going on. I was tired, but that I never had said no to my country when it was needed, and I wasn't going to say now, but that I thought that his best course was to get somebody quickly and so on. But that's neither here nor there at this point. But I do want to tell you I'm deeply touched that you should call in this way. I'd heard that you said some kind things at the lunch, I think, a week ago Tuesday. And I'm just very deeply moved. You've known my loyalty and my devotion right along, and it extends to you and to the job, and we try to do it, and I wish we could have brought it off. That's the only thing that gets me.
Well, I'm great to... I was quite fascinated and fell in love with your mother.
Yeah, and I remember that vividly.
I wish you would... I wish you would tell her that I was thinking of her and tell her how proud I am of the way she raises men. And so we'll have a chance to visit to get them together some more. I want to officially find some way to recognize what you've done about as strong as I can, and I'll be in touch with you about it. Finally, I hope that you and your good wife at some time, a year or so from now, can find it possible to come down for a couple of days and visit with Lady Bird and I and go into the university and spend some time there with the youngsters, because I want to show you off a little bit, and I want them to have a chance to.
Well, that's the kind of thing I want to do. I don't know just what I will do, and I'm not going to make any plans till I know what's needed on the immediate job. But that's certainly a most attractive prospect, Mr. President, and I hope you'll convey our warm wishes to Mrs. Johnson and all that sort of thing. I think our devotion goes only secondly to her.
You're wonderful, and thank you so much, Bill, and I'll be busy
right,
with you on other things.
Thank you ever so much for calling. I'm just over to Jim Rowe, going over to Jim Rowe's, where I think Phil and June White will be there.
Oh, wonderful. Well, they love you, and...
Well, they were here last night.
Okay, goodbye.
Right, sir. Thank you.